The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. When the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Verse 7, Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse 8, Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou would fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, in him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. You know, the Apostle Paul said that Jesus was tempted in every point, like as we are, yet without sin. He felt hunger. He felt the things we feel, but it did not enter into his heart to do the evil or to think the evil. As people who are tempted and yield to temptation, sometimes it's hard to visualize that. It is unlikely that one person is going to be weak to every kind of vice. I suppose there could be someone who is weak to everything, but everyone can know the thing that others find tempting, but is not tempting to them. Maybe someone is a very moderate eater, and the idea of stuffing themselves, it would never seem attractive to them. It might occur to them. The temptation would not be very tempting. Because temptation does not have to be very tempting to be a temptation. I used to have a drug and alcohol problem. You know, when I would go into a gas station or any place they sold liquor, it was very tempting. It was always a very strong temptation. When I would drive by a place, I would look at it. And it would seem like something attractive. Go get some. But now, it's not a very tempting thing at all. I can walk by the liquor aisle in the grocery store. I don't feel tempted. The most tempting thing about it, I think, is when I think of like hard liquors and the sweet taste. And there's something sort of appealing about that. But I find it very easy to just say no, because there's something greater in my mind than a sweet flavor. I want to be able to say that it is nothing for me to say no to it, and also that I never use it. I have liberty to use alcohol if I wish. In Christ, I'm not afraid of it. But what I mean is, when I see liquor, the thought occurs to me that I could go get some and drink. But it doesn't seem like a good idea to me, and it doesn't have any appeal. I don't have to, like, push down in my heart a desire to get drunk or something. There's no feeling of I want to do it. Though the temptation is right there. The same thing that used to tempt me, I now find not to be very tempting. But that doesn't stop it from being a temptation. You know, like when someone offers me wine or something like that, no, thanks. Right? No big deal to me. Not very tempting at all. But in my old state, it would be very tempting. And that's the difference between the old and the new man. And that's the difference between Christ and the rest of us. For him, though he was tempted, because his nature was good, the tempting was not very strong. I mean, it was as strong as it was for you and I. But I'm saying in his heart. Like, because I think he was tempted in every point like as we are, right? And I think, well, What about lust? That's a big one for men, right? Lust. The lust of women. The lust of sensual pleasure. And I suppose to me, I would look at Christ in that sense, because you don't want to think of him as being subject to it. Like, was he like, wow, oh, better not. That's not how Christ was tempted. He was tempted in that it was there, it was available, but he chose rather not to partake of those things. The reason I say it was not very tempting, because when something becomes very tempting, it has already become sin in your heart. It is when I feel intensely drawn to something, like I really want to get drunk, but I can't. That is an old covenant type of relationship with sin. In the old covenant, as Paul taught in Romans 7, it was, I want to sin, but the law says I can't. I want to do the law, but sin in me is stronger than the law and causes me to sin. And Jesus said that a man who lusts after a woman in his heart has already committed adultery with her. And the lust after in the heart isn't necessarily, as some have said, to put the make on. No, it is something far more subtle. When you look at something with desire, then sin lies at the door. You know, Christ had already fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And of course, the first thing the devil says to him is, how about food? Make these stones to become bread. It doesn't seem like a very bad thing to do, does it? Why is that a temptation? You know, to eat? Perhaps God had already commanded what he should do. You know, if thou be the Son of God, do this. Make a demonstration. Demonstrate yourself. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Bread we can do without, but God's word we cannot do without. Because his word is life. It is what gives us life. By the word of his power, the universe is upheld in its order. And the laws are fixed according to his dictate. I mean, there's no arbitrary reason in the universe why gravity should not be fluctuating constantly. Why the laws are all fixed. Why there even exist laws. Why there even exists anything. And Jesus does not look to food to sustain him, but rather to God.